Aerial photography reveals archaeology. That's an interesting topic, isn't it? This is the Absolute Philosopher here in God Unlimited, University of Healing, University of Philosophy, bringing you the Absolute Philosopher. So think about it. Airborne archaeology does wonderful things, as the Smithsonian Magazine reported in a recent edition. They were talking about it in December issue. Now, National Geographic has run a number of articles on that, and other magazines have run articles on the aerial photography, which has revealed archaeological finds from outer space, from out in the rockets, out in our rocket ships in outer space taking pictures back. They have taken pictures of the Earth from many miles up, and then they enlarged it. And because of some reason that they're able to do it, they're able to penetrate virtually the Earth and reveal archaeological sites and rivers that once were there, lakes that once were in the desert, and showing where great forests had once been on the land and many other things. So now, this is very fascinating, but how could an aerial camera from outer space take a picture of the Earth and reveal these things? Why can't a camera on an airplane, you know, in the atmosphere, take a picture and reveal the same thing? Perhaps it can. Perhaps we just haven't seen that. But we have seen it from the outer space vehicles taking pictures. We are like this a great deal. We sometimes have a picture of ourselves from our local view, and we see ourselves as a human being, and we see ourselves in a limited way. We see ourselves doing interesting things, and we say that's who we are. And then some person looks at us from a broader view, from a higher viewpoint, you might say, or maybe even from another viewpoint, looking at us from a chemical viewpoint, looking at the chemistry of our DNA and of our body, or perhaps looking at us from the making of our bones and how our bones are constructed, and how we are, as a man or a woman, constructed with bones, just a little different from one another, for the purposes that our bodies are designed to do. Now, looking at us from these points of view, we see ourselves differently than we would if we just looked in the mirror and said, that's what I am, that's who I am. Well, again, if we could look at ourselves from a broader viewpoint, not just the viewpoint of our bones or our DNA or our body, but you might say from a farther perspective, we might realize the role that we are really playing. We might see not our destiny, or we might see the direction in which we're going. And we might see ourselves moving, for instance, if we were to look at ourselves on a time scan program from yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and over a period of time, of which there is only the now, but if we look at it over the period of time, and then we would see in the future and know the direction we were going and the things we did, and then come back to the present and look at our life and see what we're doing and see to ourselves, in the year 2012, 2015, I'm going to own this lovely home, these lovely cars, I'm going to have a beautiful marriage, I'm going to have a wonderful family, I'm going to be a highly respected person in the community. Now, why don't we be that right now? If that is what we can be, if that's what we are in the year 2013 or whatever year it was, we can also be that right now, because the now is all that time. So there we see ourselves in our future. And in our future, we see ourselves fulfilling certain expressions in our body, in our mind, and we have a very healthy body, very healthy mind, the, what you would say, the medical society, medical community at that time, just lays you on a bed of bubbles and you turn over once or twice and you get up and you're like 10 years younger and revitalized and every organ action function in your body and you're fantastic. So why not have that today? Or why not have it without having that? Why not just be it? Now, I'm presenting these things merely to show you that all time is now, and that these things that theoretically are going to happen in the future, these things that are theoretically going to happen in your tomorrow, are happening right now today in your today. And if you could open your eyes and see it, you'd see it and you'd be amazed and delighted. And many people do. Many people have the ability to know that they're going to make it. What gives you the idea that you could be president of the United States? Oh, I don't know. This sort of thing would be fun, you know. This sort of thing is what I want to do. And then he forgets it, and then he goes on and becomes the president. You see, he had a glimpse into his allness, into his future, into his present date, into his nowness then, and he saw that he was going to be it. Okay, I won't worry about it. I'm going to be that. That's what I'm going to be, so no big deal, you know. So he always acts like a president in waiting, you know, until he becomes the president, in fact. But he could be doing that right now. He could be being the president right now. What about the president who is the president right now? Well, things change, you know. The president who is the president right now could stop being the president right now and not even know that he stopped being the president right now. He just is being who he is, you know. Because all time would be whatever it is that you chose to be living in whatever dimension, time, or place, which you're all right now, in the now. Now, I'm saying this not so much to estrange you from my thought, but rather to let you know that when you say all time is now, that you must mean all time is now. When you say that all space is right here, at this place, then you must mean that. And when you say that you are today the allness that you are, now, what allness do you want to be today that you are the allness that you are in the allness that you are? Do you want to be the allness that you are in the year 3000, in the year 2500, in the year, you know, 2010, 15, 20, now 30, 50? What do you want to be? You know, you are it. Now, you want to live on that dimension? You want to skip all these in-between years and the in-between experiences that you have? What do you want to do? You say, well, Herb, that is very illogical, unreasonable, irrational. And yes, that's just like God. God is not logical or reasonable, you know. There's nothing logical or reasonable about God. Now, are you ready for having yourself experience that? Well, what's going to happen? Tomorrow, Ingeborg's going in for an operation. It's going to be a piece of cake. And she's going to, when she gets done with it, she's going to say, not bad. No problem. No side effects, nothing. You see? Everything will be in divine order. Now, if she worried about it, then she would be worrying ahead of time about something that isn't going to happen. There'll be no problems. But if she worries about it, then she's creating herself going through the experience that she doesn't even have to go through because she won't go through it, you know. But she wants to think that she's going to go through it, so she worries about it. Well, people are like that, aren't they? So, Ingeborg, how do you envision the aspects of your life in the now, in the all? Do you envision them to be pure, beautiful, fantastic, loving, gentle, kind, happy, fantastic, in every possible way? Yes, if that's the truth, then why worry about anything? Just smoothly live your life each now, each moment that is, and it's done. Now you say, how can there be other nows if there's only the now? Well, four points of our discussion here, we're making it sound like there are other nows. Why, in fact, all is right now, right here. But if I were to say to you that there's only one marble on the table, and there are 50 marbles there, and they're all in the same space, but you see them as 50 marbles, this is how 4D is, when we get into four-dimensional thinking, this is what we'll begin to experience. And then when we get into 15-dimensional thinking or 100-dimensional thinking, you'll really get into some fantastic experiences. But right now you're in three-dimensional thinking. And because you're in three-dimensional thinking, you think that this space is time, this thing is now, this here, this now is now, and then the now 2 seconds from now is a different now. And then you realize that while you're looking at 50 marbles on the table, there's only one marble on the table. But you're creating the 50 marbles out of your holographic attitude, and it's not really there. And yet it is there. We read about that before. These things are so beguiling, bedazzling to the mind that it just makes us wonder what's going on. But I'm encouraging you now, as the Absolute Philosopher, to think that all time is here and all space is here, and that all is now. And if we're living in the now, and the now includes the year 2010, the year 1000, the year anything, you know, if it includes every moment of any of all existence, even though it's all now, why not enjoy whatever is now? Just pop over, if you will, to the year 2020 and pick up your car and bring it back here to the year 2006. And what would we think? We would say, wow, beautiful. And the car manufacturers would want to make copies of it, and you'd say, go right ahead. Go right ahead. And what would happen? There'd always be some little area in there that they have not taken into account. And the little area is imagination. The little area is, it does not have to be reasonable or logical. It just is. They will find it very incapable of believing that a car can move without fuel, without an engine, without anything, and that it can be everywhere and nowhere, and it can travel as fast as sound or light or thought, and yet it can also travel slowly to let you enjoy the scenery as you go along. How about that? Sounds like thought transference, doesn't it? Teleportation, what have you. Yes, yes. Dream wonderful dreams. Let's see what you come up with. I think it's lots of fun. Enjoy yourself. I enjoy myself all the time. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.